What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
We are going to talk about the Buckeyes, but you think Jalen Tyson's auditioning for the Nets?
Sounds like a good idea to me.
He has 5 points off the bench. He is 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He is 1 3-pointer. He's played 7 minutes. Okay. All right.
And that's on the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are first in the East. That's a 35-minute performance on the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah. I mean, on a day where a bunch of guys aren't playing, including Evan Mobley, he's getting some minutes. And I don't know. I think Kobe Altman maybe listened to the show earlier, and he was like, you know what? Maybe we are going to have to trade Jalen Tyson to try to get Cam Johnson. So Cam Thomas, sorry.
You're right. Cam Johnson.
Was I? Yep. Oh, yeah.
Cam Thomas is also there, but yeah. Good luck trading for him.
All of a sudden, I was like, wait, which one is it? Let's audition him today. Maybe that'll help our cause. Trade deadline's coming up a little over 2 weeks. All right, cool. Just saying.
Here's a taste.
Glad you're a fan of the show, Kobe. Listen anytime. And you can call in, too, 216-474-0192. So we were talking about Ohio State before the 5-5. We heard the clip in there from Ryan Day as well about like overcoming adversity, and Jake, you alluded to like they needed that loss in a way to sort of find themselves and emerge from the ashes like a phoenix type thing. But what's interesting is like I've heard this take regurgitated throughout the last week, over the weekend, and I've heard it on both sides from Michigan fans and Ohio State fans who are claiming that like Dave Portnoy, who's just like a pot stirrer, so I don't really take a lot of stock in what he says. But he had this whole spiel about like Ohio State fans, when they think of Jack Sawyer, they're not going to think of that play. They're going to think of the fact that he never won a pair of gold pants. That's just how it is in this rivalry. And I'm like, no.
Nope.
No. Ohio State fans are 100% going to know Jack Sawyer, and the first thing that comes to mind is going to be that play. If they win a championship, that's like – one of the most iconic plays in Buckeyes history. It could jump to number one if they pulled this off tonight. Like, truly. And there's some memorable moments, obviously, in the history of this program. But that one's going to be up there if they pull this off. So, I don't know. Like, I get where, like, Michigan fans are going to use this to their advantage they're going to try their best to just rub in every Ohio State fan's faces. Like, yeah, you won, but... you didn't beat us, ha, ha, ha. And I guess if you want to do like the whole transitive property thing and be like, well, technically, we're still the champions because we beat the champions, ha, ha, ha.
But like, that means that Virginia Tech won the championship
in 2014. Give them a banner. Also means technically Oregon's the champs because they beat Ohio State in the regular season, even though they lost to them again. I don't know. I mean, they beat them, though, so whatever. I don't know. Like, we talked about this on the podcast, Jake. You can get some of our more in-depth thoughts over there at Sons of the Shoe, which you can find in the Odyssey app, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, at the 92 Fan YouTube channel as well. But I just think if you're the Michigan side of it, like I said, I get. To me, you sound like a jealous has-been if you're somebody touting that. Like, oh, you guys, this one doesn't count because you lost to us. Like, okay, yeah, show your jealousy a little bit more that you don't have a title. Because to me, Jake, like the title is the ultimate trump card, and I know that it is going to be hard for this fan base to accept if they win tonight. It's going to be hard for this fan base to accept like we won a title but we lost to Michigan. How does that compute? We've never seen anything like this before. I get that. I get why it's a difficult thing to wrap your head around. And the rivalry doesn't have to mean nothing, but the rivalry can be what you make it. It doesn't mean that it just cancels out a championship. The rivalry is an Ohio State and a Michigan thing. It still can matter to us, but it doesn't have to be the grand prize. And I think if you look around college football, everybody else is playing for one thing, a title. You're the only ones playing for the Ohio State-Michigan game, given it the stakes that it has. So when you look up in the record books, national championship Ohio State Buckeyes is what you're going to see. No one's going to give a damn whether you lost to Michigan back on November 30th.
Yeah, I told you during the podcast, there's no asterisk. No asterisk goes next to your name saying, yeah, You want the national championship.
It's not like they're part of some cheating scandal or anything. You know, like, God forbid some team does that.
Yeah, that doesn't even come with an asterisk if you look it up, by the way. So, like, again, if you think losing to Michigan actually does anything, you're insane. Like, this is not 1975, for crying out loud. This is not 2009. It's not 2014. We have a bigger playoff pool, which unfortunately makes this game, it dilutes it. It dilutes it down in what its actual importance is in the regular season. You lay it out perfectly. It doesn't have to mean nothing. That's not what we're trying to say. You're going to play Michigan every year. There is a rivalry. You do have to keep it then, though, in-house. Like,
and it will still mean something because, like, there could be years where both those teams are vying for playoff spots, and, like, maybe they have two losses each, or it's a year where there's a bunch of one-win, one-loss teams, and that gives the team a second loss, and then they're out of the playoff because of it. Or it could be, like, maybe that's a third loss for a team and they get left out. Like, or maybe it's a year where both those teams have a chance to be like 1-2 or whatever, and they knock them down a peg because, and now they have a tougher path. Even this year, it affected Ohio State because they then had the toughest path of anybody to get to this stage.
Yeah, it could even be as much as, hey, one team's just playing spoiler, right? Like, if one team's about to get in and the other one isn't, you probably know what side is which on that part. then, like, you could just be trying to play spoiler. Like, the game still has meaning. It is still there. You have to
and
play
it should.
It. Yeah. And each player is going to take that game up a notch. It's not like it's the rivalry gets lost. It just is when you look at the thing and you go, well, this season doesn't matter because the Michigan game matters more than a national championship and they lost and this is ridiculous. Like, no, you can't be overreactionary over that game anymore.
I'm going to be honest. Obviously, I want Ohio State to win because I'm an Ohio State fan and I'm like passionate about this team. They're one of the only teams that like my emotions still get very wrapped up in. But I want this to happen because I want fans to have to come to grips with this reality. Yep. That I wish it would have happened in 2022 against Georgia because they would have beat that TCU team just as badly as Georgia beat them or close.
Spencer, I'm telling you right now, 25 and a half hours? 7 o'clock, sharp on the dot. If they are national champions, tomorrow's show at night opens up with...
You want receipts.
All right, let's go.
You're calling for the receipts.
Who's calling in? Who said the Michigan game was more important than a national championship? I want to hear you disappointed today. I want to hear you disappointed today not celebrating a win.
Yeah, like I've heard people say like there's going to be a hollowness about it and like what... Guys,
in what world?
I am going to be online with my credit card buying like every piece of championship apparel I can, running around talking about being national champions. Like, I have no shame. Yeah, they lost to Michigan. Okay. They won a national championship after that. We just said it. Like, they kind of needed the kick in the ass. Guess what? It worked. So, like I said,
thanks for the help.
In a weird way, I mean, yeah, in a weird way, like, Michigan kind of fueled this. So, thanks, Michigan. But literally. I want this. It sounds weird, but I want this to happen because I need this fan base. I think has a little bit of an illness when it comes to the Michigan game, and I'm not talking about just like an illness from a mental standpoint because they're in Ryan Day's head. I'm talking like there's a sickness within this fan base where they're like we're so obsessed with this one thing that is the only thing we hold near and dear about this team, and if they only win that game every year, then I'll be happy. Like we got to get past that, and so the cure to that is them pulling off the unthinkable and losing in a year where they lose to Michigan and then still win a national championship because everybody will then have to start coming to terms with and accepting, A, that we're in a new era of football where this can happen, and B, that there are more important things in the Michigan game and that winning a national championship is the main goal. Maybe that's not the case for every team. Like, yeah, there's some teams that like, yeah, your rivalry game matters the most. But for this team, like, it can be both. It can matter, and the championship should matter more because Ohio State is at a standard where they're recruiting with the best. They're building teams for this game tonight, not just the Michigan game, for this game tonight. This is what they build this team for. This is why all these guys came back. So you can't sit here and tell me that, like, none of this matters. None of it matters. And that's the other thing. If it was reversed and they had beat Michigan and then lost in the first round of the playoff, all these players that came back would be woefully disappointed because they came back for a championship. That was the main goal.
Yeah, it was. I mean, part of it was to beat Michigan, but the main thing of it was a championship. You have to be careful saying that some teams value the rivalry more because the only teams that do that are the teams that don't make the college football playoff.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. Like, there's some lower level teams where it's like their rivalry is the most important
thing. But that's it. It's lower level teams. They don't have the opportunity to compete at the next level. They don't have that same level of talent. Those are the teams that care about that. Is that who you want to be grouped in with?
No.
Like, if you're Ohio State and you're Ohio State fans, like that, okay. Let the Michigan game be the most important thing. Let's start building teams to only beat Michigan. Like, let's see where that gets you. We'll build nitty gritty, tough, only can run the football. We'll go run the wing T and the triple option if I have to.
All right, calm down, Navy.
Yeah, literally. Like, that's what we're going to do to go beat Michigan. But by the way, you're going to win 5 games a year, not compete for national championships. But hey, at least you'll be working to take down Michigan. Good job. Like, that's practically what Michigan was building towards for how many years?
I mean, part of the reason why there's so much pressure on Ryan Day is because that is the standard. Like, the standard at this program is competing for national championships. And, beating Michigan is part of that run, and it always has been. But, like, that's one of the biggest reasons why he is under so much scrutiny all the time, because he's fallen short of that time and time again on top of losing to Michigan. So it's been like a double whammy. He's not winning the championships, and he's not beating Michigan. Now he's a chance to at least accomplish one of those things. And here's the other thing. All the people who are throwing out, like, well, they had to expand the playoff to get here, and it's like a gypped title because they wouldn't have even been in the 4-team field. Guys, this is the reality that we live in, okay? Either accept that this is the playoff. We're not putting asterisks on it because it's a 12-team field. They voted on this. They made these changes. If Notre Dame wins, it's the same thing. They lost to NIU, for God's sake.
People are acting like Ohio State beat 11-10-9 to get here. They beat number one. What do you mean there's an asterisk? Yeah, congratulations. I got in as the number 8 and then proceeded to blindfold the number 1 team and hit them upside the head with the bat.
If Penn State had gotten here, would people be as up in arms about the playoff and it being expanded? Because there's a good chance Penn State would have been in the 4-team field with 2 losses because they put up such a good fight against Oregon. It might have been Oregon, Penn State, Georgia, Texas. That might have been the 4-team field. And if Penn State had made it to the championship game out of that, would people in this bracket, would people have been like, well, Penn State shouldn't be there anyway. They had 2 losses. Like, no, they might have been in the 4-team field for all we know.
Right.
So, what are we doing here? Are they saying Penn State's run didn't count because they beat Boise State and SMU? Like, no. They beat who they beat. Like, that's the format. That was the setup. Are there tweaks that need to be made? Yes, but this is the new playoff. We need to accept it. We need to get past this sickness of thinking that the Michigan game is the only thing that matters. Championships are quite literally forever. That's the thing everybody remembers. 216-474-9992. Does a loss to Michigan diminish a potential Ohio State championship tonight? We'll talk about some more on the other side. We got some other stuff coming down the pike here too. Browns related from Twitter. That final segment here on MLK Day. Spencer German, Jake Volnick with you on the Fan.